Now time for Locker Room Chat with Centralia Girls Head Basketball Coach Dusty Thompson after a pair of games from this past week and finishing up their regular season as the TVL champions. And Coach, before we get to that, we'll start off with your guys' game against Clifton Clyde. You dropped that one 40-39. It was your second loss of the season, and those both coming at home. And in this one, you tell me that it was just kind of a difficult night for your offense.
Yeah, it was. You know, like you said, I thought we got some good looks at the basket. We just couldn't finish. And, you know, credit to Clyde. They did enough to keep the pressure on and found a way to score a few baskets. And, you know, and then on top of it, you know, like we talked about using our defense sometimes to create some offense. And we just didn't do a very good job of that Friday night either.
And, Coach, you told me that after the game there was kind of a relief that you guys were able to get through a stretch of 7 games in 14 days. What does that have to do with you guys moving forward with success in the postseason, getting you guys some extra rest?
Oh, you know, I think it was good for a little, you know, from the angle of you get the monkey off your chest of hoping you don't lose the next one. You know, it kind of is where we are now. You know, we're still, as I told the girls after the game, we're still setting where we wanted to be. We're league champs now, you know, we're one seed in the sub-state tournament. That game, in the grand scheme of things, doesn't really change anything other than our mentality of how we look at approaching games when we don't shoot the ball well.
And possibly releases a little bit of pressure as well, as you guys had won your previous 17 games in a row. But you guys got right back on the winning track as you guys defeated Axtell. That was yesterday. Final score was 52-21. And you told me that it was kind of another slow start, but you guys were able to force some turnovers and create some offense that way, and things kind of just fell into place.
Yeah, you know, I think it was 9-8 at the end of the first quarter. We were up one, and again, we got some open looks, just struggled to make some baskets at times, and then we did a better job of using the defense in the second quarter, I thought, to create some offense. In the third quarter, we really stretched the lead out, you know, the same way. We got a couple of steals that led to layups. We got a couple of turnovers that, you know, that we had girls run the floor well, and we found girls running the floor. And, you know, we probably had 10 or 12 points and just run out baskets in that third quarter. And when you don't shoot the ball well sometimes, you kind of need some of those.
And, Coach, you guys told me that you told me before this, you guys had the number one seed locked up for a little while, so you didn't have too much worries in terms of you guys falling down to the 2 seed. You guys are the 1 seed. Burlingame is the 2. Both of you guys getting byes, and you have a chance to possibly take on Troy or Onega. Those two teams will play. That will be on Friday at 7 o'clock, and then the winner of that will take on you guys. That will be on Friday, March 1st. So with that being said, taking a look at this bracket as a whole, of course, there are some familiar opponents, with Donovan West also being on the other side of that bracket. You told me that you were wanting to really focus on yourself and not really worry about maybe other teams and really focus on how we're going to beat this team, how we're going to beat that team, but more focus on yourselves.
Yeah, you know, we've got girls that are athletic. We've got girls that can play. And yeah, we'll watch a little film on what other people do. But, you know, kind of like going back to last Friday with Clyde, there were times offensively we got the look we wanted. You know, I think we went about 3 out of 4 possessions where we hit the middle of the floor and we got a good open shot out of it. And then we went about 10 or 12 possessions where the ball never got to the middle of the floor again, you know. So working on understanding each night that what you do is going to be a little bit different in our offense. You know, not necessarily changing the offense, but the look we're going to get each night is a little bit different. And we'll focus on that, especially this week. You know, like you said, we won't know who we even play until after Friday night. So especially this week, the focus is going to be on what we can do for ourselves in terms of how we get better on our own without worrying about who we're playing. And next week we'll look at Troy a little bit and prepare for them. You know, even if we beat Troy, you get D West without a real chance to prepare. So we just got to continue to work on the things that we need to do.
Centralia just 2 wins away from getting back to state, and their path to state starts on Friday, March 1st. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it, and best of luck coming up here this next week.
Sounds good, Jared. Thank you.
That was Centralia Girls Head Basketball Coach Dusty Thompson here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Winkland Oil Company.